Along the Louisiana coast, residents are watching skies brighten and they're feeling relief. Hurricane Lily roared over the state all day, but with much less force than had been predicted. The storm weakened overnight from Category 4 to Category 2 as winds fell from 140 to 100 miles an hour. Nevertheless, there was widespread damage. Flooding is a concern and power lines are down. President Bush has declared the whole state a disaster area. NPR's John Burnett is in Louisiana. John, you've been driving through the hurricane most of the day. What have you seen?
Well, it was quite a remarkable drive, Robert, from Lake Charles early this morning east into the hurricane. As usual, lots of debris on the road, big oak trees down, power lines hanging over the road. And I've covered about a half dozen Gulf hurricanes, and I saw something this morning I don't think I ever expected to see, a flock of ducks flying backwards. They were trying to get out of the hurricane zone to fly north, and the force of the wind was pushing them backwards as they continued to try to fly north. It was quite something.
En masse, you mean? They're going backwards.
Come again?
They're going backwards en masse, is what you're describing.
They were.
Yeah, well, I know you ended up, I gather, in the town of Lake Arthur, Louisiana?
Yes, it's a small town of about 3,200, 30 miles from the Gulf and about, 40 miles from Lafayette. And when I couldn't drive anymore, I ended up at what has become the unofficial shelter in this town, and it's the Red Rose Bar. And there were 2 dozen people there. They'd been eating gumbo and playing pool and cards all night long, kids playing flashlight tag. And they would go out every once in a while to check on their homes and on their trucks and their motorcycles. And it was really, it was a community, taking shelter from the storm because they don't have any permanent shelters here. And so this was one of the stronger buildings in town. So they all piled in.
Well, John, why did the people in Lake Arthur remain in Lake Arthur? Yesterday we heard there were warnings to evacuate, and the storm seemed awfully strong yesterday, even stronger than it turned out to be.
And I had the same question. I was surprised that there were two places where there were several dozen people in each one. But these are the folks who just don't go. They say, one fellow told me, a roughneck, he said, we don't run. We look for the Category 5 hurricanes, and the lesser ones, we stay here, and we protect our property, and this is who we are. And all the hotels are full north of here, so why bother to leave? And it was a little risky, but they read this one right.
Well, how big a hit did their property take while they were inside?
Well, Lake Arthur actually took a pretty strong hit. I mean, there are no buildings destroyed. No one was hurt that we know of. But perhaps the saddest thing, aside from your basic tree limbs and some tin roofing coming off, is there's this gorgeous 100-year-old oak tree downtown, which looks to be about 10 to 15 feet in girth. And it was split down the middle. This was the town symbol. It was registered on the among historic trees in Louisiana. It was where all the teenagers cruise around. They lit it up for Christmas, big star on the top. And people cried when they told me that this giant old oak tree had become a victim of the hurricane.
Thank you, John.
Thank you, Robert.
NPR's John Burnett speaking to us from Lake Arthur, Louisiana. He was following the progress of Lily today throughout Louisiana.